for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final hour, fist pump time on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Sharif back from family vacation. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton, we got Aiden in the back live on all of the Odyssey apps, the radio, and your visuals. And we only have Mac Engel on if his hair can be a visual because of how gorgeous and beautiful it is. He is your columnist from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joining us after the news came out yesterday that the Dallas Stars are going back in time for their Pete DeBoer replacement. It's supposed to be Edmonton Oiler assistant Glenn Gulletson. I texted Mac. I said, you remember covering him? What is he like? What's the deal? And that's why we got the Mac Attack here on Sean and RJ. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's good to see you. Sean, how are you doing on reentry in terms of coming back from a vacation? Although, you know, you've got kids now. Is it a vacation or is it a trip?
It's awful is what it is. It sucks. Did you ever fly with Vivian?
Oh, yeah.
How young?
Young. I have PTSD from some of those. I remember one time she barfed on me twice.
That's nothing.
And there was another time that I remember. I mean, you have two, so that's a much different animal. I remember one time I was flying to Phoenix, and I had the whole row to myself. The flight attendant had seen that I was a dad flying by myself with an infant, a toddler, and they gave me the whole. So Vivian was pinned in, and it was like a playpen, so it was perfect.
Yes,
and I was completely spoiled. And on the flight back from Phoenix, the whole flight was oversold, so I had to hold her the whole time, and she wouldn't sleep until the second we landed, and then she fell asleep.
But did she cry?
No. We had one.
Child's play. You're talking, Mac. That's nothing. You got a playpen over there. My daughter scarred me for life. Awful.
You don't forget. It makes you not want to do it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes me not do it. I'm not doing it. I'm like Trump instituting the travel ban for about 3 years on my daughter. My son can go. What do you remember about Glenn Gulletson, and how surprised are you that this is happening?
Good guy. Obviously he was only here for two seasons. He had been an assistant with the Dallas Stars AHL affiliated team in Austin. And he'd been a highly regarded guy. I remember that. When they were talking about potential candidates to replace, I believe it was Mark Crawford at the time. And Glenn Gulletson was a guy who was well thought of. They'd known him for a long time. When they elevated him, when they hired him, it made sense. You know, sometimes you give those guys a chance. I really liked him. He's from Manitoba, Western Canadian guy, or I guess it's Central Canada. But he's a really nice guy. The thing that really stood out to me about his tenure here was no coach was going to succeed. It was the wrong time for a head coach, especially a first-time head coach, to walk through the doors and expect to win, because the team, I don't know if you remember this, Sean, but the team had been at bankruptcy for quite a while when Tom Gilardi had bought them in late, I guess it was November of 2011, and they weren't up to speed yet. The roster wasn't very good. GM was Joe Nieuwendyk at the time, and he had been hamstrung for quite a while in terms of player acquisitions and what they could possibly do to upgrade that roster. And when Glenn Gullison took over, the team just wasn't very good. The defensemen weren't very good. They were average at best. Jamie Benn was a first or second year player. Their top end players were an aging Mike Ribeiro, an aging Brendan Morrow, a pretty good forward in Louis Erickson, but they just weren't very good. And they didn't make the playoffs in either two seasons of Glenn's tenure here. But you know what I remember was a solid guy. He was a nice guy. I think people will like him to get to know him if he gets a little bit of time here. And I think it's a decent, solid hire. I don't know who they could have hired though, Sean, that would have made you say, "Oh my God, I can't believe they got him."
Yeah.
They all kind of fit in the same genre hockey coaches do, but he's not your classic retread NHL coach. He doesn't fit in that mold. He's in one that's just slightly to the left of that. So I think it's a decent hire. It's a safe hire. But I don't think anybody was going to blow your socks off in this case.
Mac, how do we judge? He had 2 years in Calgary as a head coach. But how do we judge his improvement or seasoning as an assistant for 7 years in Edmonton? And yeah, I know they had the number one power play with two future Hall of Famers
Right.
leading the way. How do we judge what
I
Jim
don't
Neal is going
know.
to sell us on at the presser of
I mean,
he's that much better now?
that's a great question, because you nailed it, right? I mean, he had two of the best forwards in the last 20 years on the power play, right? So it's like, well, this guy ran the power play. Well, okay, well, who was it? Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of those assistant coaches for a long time who worked for the New England Patriots, right? And then they went out and got head coaching jobs, all of them, and none of them worked. Or the guy who was the assistant coaches for Peyton Manning. He's the quarterback's coach of Peyton Manning. Well, that's amazing. And some of that's just coaching in pro sports. Who do you have? I think it's more about something he obviously did in his tenure in his exit interview with Jim Neal, because the first thing Jim Neal, when he walked in the door with the Dallas Stars as the general manager, was fire Glenn Gullison. Obviously, he made a nice impression. He made a nice impression on Jamie Benn, who was a young player then. The Stars just gave him a 1 year deal, Benn a 1 year deal to, I would think, probably conclude his career here, maybe. But obviously, Jamie would have had nice things to say, or at least made a positive impression. But clearly, something that Glenn did in his time away and time in the NHL the last 10, 12 years that made that league executive said, this guy's a solid option. Because if you look at the job that he did in Calgary, they made the playoffs one time and then they got swept in that one series that he coached. Go back and look at the roster. Go look at the team since he left. It hasn't been that much better, or virtually no difference. So you can't necessarily sit there and say, well, that was the coach's fault. No, it's not. The roster's not good enough. And I think what Jim can sell in this case is this guy's matured. He's been around. He has more experience. And we feel like he's going to be a solid add to a very talented veteran team. And I think if you're looking for something to sell, there's your hook.
Talking with Mac Engel from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. You mentioned there Jamie Benn spent time with Glenn Gullison. We got a number of players that have spent time with Neil Graham, who people thought for a long time, I think, was going to be the favorite from the Texas Stars. When you look at the way that they made the decision to move on from DeBoer based on player feedback, do you think this hire was directly related to player feedback as well?
Probably. You know how it goes, Bobby, in terms of there's that cycle of coaches coach and players coach. And in this day and age, you have to be more of a player's coach. I think there's very few of those sort of classic old school conventional, my way type deals. Those guys have kind of cycled out. The players, it's a player, all of these now are players' leagues. They have the leverage. So I think in terms of player feedback, I think, yeah, you're right. They needed somebody who wasn't going to be Pete DeBoer. I mean, the 2 years left of Pete's contract to make him go away. And Bobby, to me, when I looked at this that's so stunning is that since 2009, the Stars are going to be hiring their eighth head coach.
Mm.
Isn't that a shocking number?
Yes. And I was going to ask you, do you have any Jim, I know it was the three-time GM of the year.
Yeah. Gotcha down.
Do you have any, do you have any Jim No criticism?
Yeah, you know, I think there needs to be some. And I like the guy. It's certainly not personal. He's
amazing,
a terrific guy.
Amazing
yeah,
interview.
He's a super, super guy. But a little bit in the sense that you have walked to the door. They gave the owner gave you the keys. You was completely empowered. And this is an owner. This owner is not like Patrick Dumont. Tom Gilardi owned a minor league team. He's a Western Canadian guy. He loves hockey. And he can be pretty emotional sometimes. And Jim is much more of a steadying, calming force to sit there and say, sit tight on this. And, you know, we have all applauded his very aggressive moves in the offseason, really since he came in the door, right? I mean, whether it's trades, whether it's big-time offseason free agent acquisitions on the blue line or whatever else. And you can't really argue too much with the results, right? You look 2020, they get to the finals, the Stanley Cup finals and the bubble, and then obviously three straight years in the Western Conference finals. That's hard to criticize. And at the same time, you're like, okay, something's clearly missing, and you're running through head coaches at a rate that far exceeds the norm in the NHL, which has a high burn rate anyways for coaches. And so I would say something is right and something is just off. And like you've said on your show before, you know, sometimes people don't want both things to be true. And in this case, it clearly is. He's obviously doing a lot of good things, a lot of great things. And obviously there's one or two things, a couple details in there that aren't quite clicking. He's the one who's putting together the teams. So ultimately, it's on him.
You can swat this as a stupid question. It will not hurt my feelings. Mac Angle, Forward Star Telegram. Which one looks like a bigger downgrade on paper? Mike McCarthy to Brian Schottenheimer, Pete DeBoer to Glenn Gullitson.
I don't think that's a dumb question.
I knew it wasn't. Man,
no, I don't think it's a dumb. It's a really interesting question. You know, the thing that blows me away, and I know, Bobby, I don't know if you guys have talked about this or not. Brian Schottenheimer got his job because of his dad. And I'm not going to criticize anybody who gets advantages because of nepotism. That's life, right? And as a parent, you and you guys will see it, Sean, you'll see it, I've certainly seen it. As a parent, you want to help your kids succeed. You want to put them in positions to succeed. So I don't criticize Brian for that. I think Brian would even probably own it. Now, my problem with people in those situations who are deaf or tone deaf to that, to their lot, like, dude, you were born on second base. It's not your fault, but own it.
Yeah.
Brian Schottenheimer was. The thing that's kind of shocking to me is this is the first time he's ever been a head coach. Ever.
Yeah.
51 years old. That's, and you're like, whoa, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
51, really? And so you can sit there and explain it. So to me, you go from Mike McCarthy, and whatever you want to say about Mike, he was proven. You know what I mean? He proved it.
Yep.
He coached for a long time, and he was good. So for me, the bigger downgrade, Glenn's been a head coach before for four seasons. Now, the results may not have blown you away, but he's been a head coach for four seasons, and he's got some skins. He's got some skins. Brian has none as a head coach. So to me, the bigger drop-off is from a guy who won a Super Bowl to a guy who's never been a head coach for an NFL game ever.
Mac, when Wade Phillips was
hired...
Wait,
time out, Bobby. Can I throw it back to you? What do you guys think about that? I'm curious your thoughts on that.
I think the Schottenheimer one is a... Well, because of Gullitson being a head coach two times previous, but the internet Stars fans who are not happy with this are saying... You're going from Pete DeBoer to go from Pete DeBoer to Glenn Gullitson is wild and not in a good way. But the Brian Schottenheimer thing, the reaction, it's football, so we care more.
Right.
That is going to be an all-time judgment. Nico Harrison right now and the Brian Schottenheimer hire will be all-time judgments in the history of my career here in DFW to see if we're right or wrong. Because we can never forget the outlandish, crazy, I'm guilty of it too, response when Schottenheimer was hired is an utter, complete, total joke, Bobby.
Yeah, and I look at it as they need different things. So Dallas needed, like in the making the flip, you're asking for two different things. You need Schottenheimer to come in and establish a new culture, and you're looking for somebody to turn it into a certain type of environment that was different from the one you had with Mike. In the Stars case, and this is kind of what actually I was about to ask you here, is that it feels like they need somebody who's not going to just ride them so hard. So, like, for instance, there was, when they hired Ron Washington over Buck Showalter, it was like, hey, we need a break from Buck. When Wade Phillips was hired over Bill Parcells, it was like, guys, we just need a break. They need a break. Is that sort of the tone you think they're trying to strike here? Is like, we need something that's just a relief from the Pete DeBoer heavy-handed type of leadership.
Yeah, and I think that's, and you know, Sean, shout out to you. I don't think I said that. I think I may have put it on social media. You were way ahead of the curve on the Brian Schottenheimer thing. And I remember when you put it out, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. No, I remember saying it. I said it.
I said it in my tweet. Unfortunately, I should have had some balls.
No. I was like, and when he got up, I was like, no, he nailed it. And I'm like, because I couldn't believe it. I couldn't, even now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, but you know what, Sean? Now we're seeing your vision. So, no, but Bobby, to your point, I think there's some of that going on here. But this team, the Stars team, is obviously really good. But, I mean, do we really think it came down to coaching? No, they just weren't quite good enough. They weren't better than Florida. They weren't. I don't care what they said now. They said, well, gee whiz, we should have beaten Edmonton last year. No, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. They got you, and they kicked your ass. It should have been a sweep.
Yeah.
You got lucky in game one, but it should have been a sweep.
Yep.
And I was just as guilty of it as anybody. We all convinced ourselves it's their time. It's their time. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And now, does the head coach make the difference by just lightening up a little bit? Well, that's the bank, because...
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've got a really talented team. Thomas Harley is really good as a second defenseman. Miro Heiskanen is great. Mikko Rantanen is he's in his prime window to take advantage of it. Jason Robertson, obviously, could probably do a little bit more in the playoffs. This is a high-end score. They've got a really good goalie. I don't know if he's that might have been the one thing that I look back on what Jim Neal has done. I'm like, why did you race to give this guy all this money? But he's here. He's solid. This is a really, really good team. And if you think lightening up a little bit, taking the whip out of the hand a little bit is going to make the difference, then you've got to do it. I don't think it's going to make the difference. Guys, if somebody gave you $100 right now to go to Vegas and say you can put $100 on one of the following, which one are you going to do? The Dallas Stars to make it to the Western Conference Finals for a fourth consecutive year, or the Dallas Cowboys to make the playoffs under first-time head coach Brian Schottenheimer?
Playoffs. Easy. Just because the odds of the other one.
Right. Exactly. The odds. And then that's – so to me, this window with the Stars are in right now, they're not going to go to the Cup Finals next year. They're just not. I'm playing odds. But you've got a 2 or 3 year window now with this new head coach to say – this is our chance, and maybe you can get it done. There's still something that's just a little bit missing, and now it's up to him to see if he can get it out of him. Because Bobby, I think you're right about, okay, we've done this way, and that's been pretty good. It's been great, honestly, and now we need a little bit better. So maybe this guy's tact will help get us to where we want to be, but haven't been yet.
Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you so much. The great Mac Attack, Mac Angle from the Fort Worth Star Telegram. We have a new concert ticket giveaway and a new Mavericks point guard to tell you about with the developing story next.
But first, look, we're talking a lot about public perception and reputations are earned for a reason. So it's no surprise that all you hear are good things about D&M Leasing. That is the same D&M Leasing that Cars.com ranked the top leasing company in the country for the 11th year in a row and the best overall dealership for customer experience in the Southwest region of the United States. And that's because for 49 years, our friends at D&M have been committed to providing excellent client experiences. A lot of people get very nervous. They know they're putting a lot of trust in someone when they're getting into a new vehicle. And D&M doesn't take that trust lightly. That's why D&M is the right fit for so many of our friends, family, and neighbors. If you're confused by all the talk about auto tariffs, market shifts create a unique opportunity right now. Lower new car prices combined with higher trade-in values mean potential big savings for you. With no money down and lower payments with the Easy Lease, calling now could save you thousands. And with such little staff turnover, the same person who you trusted to help you lease your vehicle is likely to be the same one helping you lease the vehicle after that, and even the vehicle after that. Join 50,000 other satisfied customers by calling 817 or 972-35-LEASE. That's 817 or 972-35-LEASE, or visit us online at dmautoleasing.com.
Keep that man with me. Hold on, check out how I'm
all right, tell us that's right. Right now, call number 2-877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see NBA YoungBoy on Thursday, October 30th at the American Airlines Center. That's call number 10-877-881-1053.
All right, since you mentioned NBA, Peyton, I got to hijack the red zone. This is usually your football fix, but we got some Dallas Maverick news coming in, and this LeBron stuff is driving me crazy. It really is. Crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece and a defeated Bobby Belt at 9:40 with the return of Corey Majors. But the news, in case you missed it this morning, Mark Stein apparently saying that D'Angelo Russell is supposed to be signing a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Mavericks when free agency begins in a matter of hours. 2 for 12, D'Angelo Russell as one of the Kyrie Irving replacements. There's some Mavs fans and insiders who were upset that Lonzo Ball got traded to Cleveland and not here. Bobby was talking about Chris Paul. Shams had mentioned not only D'Angelo, but Malcolm Brogdon here. But according to this, it's going to be D'Angelo Russell, the inconsistent, at times maddening scorer. I think of him more so as a scorer than a point guard formerly of the Lakers and the Nets and other teams.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be able to put up points for him, and that'll be that's something that they'll definitely need next year because of just their limited options, especially until Kyrie gets back. But, you know, what is he going to be as a facilitator? We'll see. What is he going to be as a defender? And how consistent can it be? If you're going to get the guy that, you know, ended up with LA a couple years ago when he got traded from Minnesota, he was really good for those 2 years, basically, in terms of shooting the ball. His efficiency was way better. He had 48% in the final 20 games with LA, and then in 23-24, he shot 45%, and he was an 18 points per game. That's efficiency that you can live with. It's just not historically been his game. His game is usually 35% from three, 42% from the field.
Yeah.
A little bit of a volume guy.
Yep.
And
he's a chucker.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing, is you got to make sure he's not hurting you with his volume. You got to make sure that he's not turning the ball over a bunch, hurting you on defense, and that he's not outing people in your locker room like a knucklehead, like he did with Swaggy P.
I understand this more and more from a scoring standpoint. Okay. Anthony Davis is not an aggressive, this is my team, alpha male score. I don't think Cooper Flagg is going to be right off the jump. Klay Thompson, we know that Klay is fading. PJ Washington, yeah, he can go off at certain points in times. Lively's not an offensive guy. Gafford's not an offensive guy. So if you give me the choice between Chris Paul, I think of him as more facilitator. Drew Holiday, mid-30s. Lonzo Ball, always hurt. I get it. I get it in terms of needing the scoring from that spot with Kyrie out for however long he is. $6 million a year, that's a steal. 2 for 12. So we don't know how long Kyrie's going to be gone. Some people don't think Kyrie Irving is going to play this year.
Yeah, I just and I
or
know,
be him near close to himself to make you a contender.
I know we were going back and forth on this a little bit earlier, but
yeah, and you submitted and said I was right.
So I did not.
Don't change
not
now.
Like I'm about to submit and tell Hagee he won. No, this was, to me, I guess it's just you held a line so intense that you were willing to walk away from one of the five best players in basketball. You're willing to walk away from on this like definitive line. To me, that it's like, all right, it just seems a little counterintuitive to that's the direction
Bobby,
you're going.
They're holding the line. I'm not defending it. Well, I'm giving the viewpoint. They're holding the line for the face of the franchise and the leader and the way they want everyone to follow that example. This is a backup fill-in. This is plugging gaps. They need scoring from D'Angelo Russell more than they need his defense.
Which he's, again, like we've said, he didn't have a game last year where he scored 30. He's not been an efficient scorer throughout most of his career.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's just like, if you want to compete now, which is what they've said, we're competing now. If you want to compete right now, D'Angelo Russell's going to be probably your sixth man when Kyrie's healthy, and he's going to play top 6 or 7 minutes. That's a big chunk of your minutes on somebody that doesn't fit what you have said. It has to be the core philosophy of winning.
I think this is more about the Kyrie plug versus, are these other guys going to get 6 a year? Lonzo's making 10. Drew Holiday's on an insane deal, I believe, still.
Yeah, and I mean, Holiday's...
What? Chris Paul supposedly maybe wants to go back to California.
Holiday's 35, so he's older. Holiday still last year, even with a lot of his struggles, Holiday was playing more efficiently offensively than D'Angelo Russell was. And they were both about 12-point-per-game scorers. And so...
Yeah, he's making $30 million. Drew Holiday is a Nico fit. $30 million versus 6. So you make a 5 times the amount. No, that's not happening here.
As 6 times the player. So no. That's what it is.
All right. This LeBron thing has taken over ESPN. They're thankful for that, like I was the Glenn Gullitson topic yesterday. LeBron opting in, but I guess sending a message that he's just like not totally like opting back into the Lakers. $52.6 million opting in. I was like, okay, he's going back to the Lakers. Well, now they're dissecting and breaking down this Rich Paul statement. Like, LeBron's got to do what's best for him, okay? We understand the Lakers want to focus on the future. And, you know, LeBron wants to make sure he ends up in a championship situation on a contender. Am I living in another universe? Did they get a really good player through a deal that almost lit this city on fire? Am I missing? Is Luka Doncic on the Lakers? Is Austin Reeves on the Lakers?
Fortune favors the bold.
Is Luka Doncic in revenge girlfriend shape right now? You gonna even go find another player to team up with better than 77? And you're keeping an eye. This is so much crap and BS. Is your kid getting traded to another team that you want to play on? So this whole fake Rich Paul horse ass, and I really wish this was a podcast right now so I could drop the profanity that I want. This is a joke.
Is it a...
What are you talking about?
Is there any chance that he obviously is going nowhere? He's doing... Like, I don't think so. Anyway. He's not going anywhere. He's hanging around. Is there any chance that this is just...
Look at that. Bobby may get as worked up as me with the breaking news. The WNBA is expanding to 18 teams over the next 5 years. Three new cities, Cleveland, Detroit, and Philly. So they were at... I didn't even know that the WNBA was at 15 teams. So they're expanding.
Wow.
From 15 to 18.
Gosh, that doesn't... I mean, that seems to run a little counter. Like, we want to expand the women's game, so we're going to drop you in the three highest murder rates in the country of Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia to go run around and change
maybe
it.
Maybe Stephen A. can comment on this, like Memphis.
That's exactly what
back
it is.
Back to your LeBron point.
Yeah, LeBron.
Do you disagree with anything I just said?
No, I think that this is largely a show, but I think it's specifically a show for the new ownership. It's like, I want you guys to feel pressure. Like, I don't want you guys to just come in here and, like, you need to remember I'm still running things. I think it's literally just, he's used... the public before and media before to lean on people and lean on teams to get what he wants. And so I kind of view it as what this is just a signal to new ownership. Like, hey, you guys are, and I know they already had a small portion of it, but this is largely just about, I'm going to make sure that you guys are running things the way I want. So here's just a threat publicly to make sure you're in line.
Good Lord. Leave. If I'm the Lakers, I'd be like, what can we get for him? How much can we get back?
A Walker? Something like that. I mean, they're just playing one more year.
Jovan Buha, is that how you say his name?
Yep.
Who is it?
He is the Lakers reporter for The Athletic.
He is on the Buha's Block podcast, and he brought up DFW after this LeBron story.
I will say that there has been some LeBron and Dallas buzz going on a couple years now. Remember in the summer of 2023, right after Dallas had traded for Kyrie, there was that... rumor out there that LeBron was going to go to Dallas on a vet minimum contract and team up with Draymond, and it was going to be Luka, Kyrie, LeBron, and Draymond. And that, of course, did not happen.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
But there has been some buzz, I will say, in the general NBA ether over the last week or two with LeBron and Dallas. And if you just look at the situation, they have AD, they have Kyrie, they have Jason Kidd, who LeBron played with in, with Team USA, and then also played under with the Lakers. Kidd was an assistant on that 2020 title team, and LeBron loved being coached by him. They also have Nico Harrison, which as funny as that is to sub, he is a former Nike guy, and LeBron is Mr. Nike. But if he does ask out, if it gets to that point, if the disaster scenario for the Lakers plays out where DFS leaves, they strike out in free agency in terms of an impact player, they don't make a trade or two, and LeBron is unhappy with the roster and wants out, I would say keep an eye on Dallas.
Okay.
They are looking at Samuel Dalembert in LA. They're doing segments on DeAndre Ayton on television. And we just gave Daniel Gafford his extension. So we have a big that could be dealt. I just want to see on this fan tech. I feel dirty even doing this, but
that's the vision, you know? That's the vision. It's the LeBron vision. That's what he wants.
I feel dirty doing it, but you know that there's going to be a lot of this text. If we said, would you want LeBron James to be dealt here? That will say no. It might even be over 50%.
Probably. I don't think it'd be over. Well, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know what you'd have to even give up to make the money work or anything else.
Get the trade machine out.
So Brian Windhorst apparently was just on ESPN and awful announcing has already transcribed what he just said about this. He said, I don't think LeBron James is going to be traded, neither today or tomorrow or in a month or in 3 months, because number one, he makes $53 million. Secondly, he has a no trade clause, which would mean he would control all sides of the trade. While it's fascinating to think about, I don't think that's an avenue here.
Well, I don't understand about controlling the facets of the trade.
The idea is that, like, he would be in, like, the Lakers at this point are not going to trade somebody that LeBron, having all of the having the no trade clause and everything else, would be in control of what they get in return and everything else. They're not willing to do that for him at 40 years old like they would have at 33 if he forced his way out.
Yeah, let's see, LeBron, and let me throw in here PJ, or
are you doing the trade machine?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing the trade machine. Did they update Gafford's money on here? You know, this dude, I haven't been on this in a long time. This is going to take a commercial break. But there it is. The Lakers guy from The Athletic saying, don't rule out. It's a bunch of horse crap. Rolling my eyes. LeBron is not leaving. Bobby Bell, I think for the first time that I can ever remember, admits defeat in crosstalk with the return of Corey Majors next.
Some folks make fun of your relationship with Slater. However, I think it's kind of cute. But no matter how long you follow her around, she ain't never gonna f*** you.
Damn.
Bam.
We'll get to that in just
a second.
We're not done with that. I need to relive it because Bobby, you sent him into major life contemplation over the weekend. Kevin Hagan, Corey Majors, welcome back from vacay. What? Before we do all that, breaking news. As we have a Jalen Ramsey trade worked out. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are bringing him in. Ian Rappaport, Dolphins and Steelers have finalized the blockbuster to send Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers. They are giving him $1.5 million raise. So the salary is $26.6 million to go along now with Darius Slay there. Joey Porter Jr., Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers, along with DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers.
And for what? What was the return? They don't have it yet?
I don't have it from Rappaport. I'll check it from Schefter.
Do you think he didn't want to put the compensation because then it wouldn't be a blockbuster? He's like, yeah, they get a conditional four.
Yeah, that could be it. This is the second big Dolphins Steelers defensive back trade in the last 5 years because they did Minkah Fitzpatrick too. I guess I'm not surprised. The bumping up his salary, that could be funny money, obviously. Like, they could be reworking his deal somehow.
How much do you like Jalen Ramsey? Like, how much do you think he's still bringing you?
Man, I think we talked about this. Didn't we say we thought fourth maybe was probably going to be his third or fourth?
Yeah.
So something along those lines. Legarius Sneed got traded for a third, and he was one of the – he was younger. He was like a top of the market corner.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, a fourth that could go to a third. I think career-wise, he's a marvel when you consider how difficult stability year-to-year is for corners. And he's been pretty consistent for a decade.
Were either of you advocates for bringing him here?
It would have been nice, but I know
their
interest level and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. He would have been a nice player on this team across from who's healthy at cornerback for the Cowboys. He's gonna be good there for the Steelers, though, I think. He fits the personality they like to have.
Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you very much.
Where were you?
We went down to Crystal Beach. It's in Galveston area down there.
Did you find that was a true statement? It's ironic.
The beach was crystal.
Yeah.
There were no crystals on the beach.
It's for the crystal meth that's sold on the beach.
Oh my God.
I will say the strip we were on was awesome. Like, we were on the other peninsula away from Galveston, and everything I hear about Galveston, I was like, man, this is.
Is that the first time you've been?
No, I've been. I went a long time ago, but I was in Galveston. And so I think that's a little bit different. We're just east of it. And the only thing that I had to deal with was seaweed. I had to rake that. So I got a blister, Sean. And I know there are a lot of guys out there that work a lot harder than me.
From a rake?
From a rake. And I'm sure there's somebody out there that's like,
you thought it was from a hoe.
You got
right?
the stupid wooden rake, and it was just there. I just used it. But we set up every day on the beach, had the tent set up, and we partied.
Tan.
Yeah. Daddy's tan. Oh, Daddy's very tan.
Daddy.
Shoulders and chest. I'm actually peeling a little bit.
Was it packed?
No, that's what I liked. Like, I don't want to be at a beach that's just.
Yeah.
We did have one day where a guy, you know how they get the beach has the track area that you can drive down. It's like everybody knows that's where the trucks drive. And then there's the part area where the people play. Some dude was driving in the area where the people played, just swerving in and out of tents and almost hit my kid.
What?
That dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people.
It wasn't really that dirty. It's Gulf water. But he almost hit my kid. I told him to F and slow down. He flipped me off and said F off.
Whoa.
This is like a 17-year-old kid. I almost went all the way down the beach to get this kid and pull him by his hair and say, I'm going to tell you, don't ever do this again. But. It was really far. He was in a cart and I was on foot. So I was done.
That's like the worst age, 17, 16, 17, where they're feeling defiant enough and young enough and strong enough while also being like, I'm a child. You can't hit me.
Yeah.
Those are the worst people to run into.
Yeah. And some shoot Brown 78 said Crystal Beach is very different. Basically Flock's backyards is the beach. But yeah, it was nice. It's Kevin, better than the seawall.
Kevin, your reaction to Glenn Gullitson supposedly being Pete DeBoer's replacement?
Yeah.
Man.
Look, everybody at Edmonton has positive stuff to say about him. I guess my worry just a little bit is he perfect as the assistant head coach? And maybe just not so great.
He's like a bonus.
As the actual head coach. So I'm a little worried about that. But everyone's like, oh, they got so many great things to say about him in Edmonton. I was like, right on, where he wasn't in charge. And so then like in Calgary he was. And then Jim Nill, when he got here, was like, I don't need you.
Yeah, when you're that now guy, you never have to say the tough things to them, right? You just tell them what they want to hear. So you give them a strategy.
Yeah. Corey's right. So I'm a little worried, but I think with the roster coming in, hopefully he'll show the growth he has as a head coach that he's learned, whether it's at Calgary and Edmonton along the way, and it'll be great. I think the roster that he comes into is really going to help.
What if they don't need somebody to, like Corey was saying, like where he said as the assistant, you just you get to tell them all the fun stuff. You don't have to like give them the tough love. What if they don't need tough love because they've gotten too much of it from DeBoer?
Maybe that's perfect for
them. And it's just like, yeah, we need our Wade Phillips hire.
Okay. And then do you think like short term, that could be the switch that you needed just to get you to those next? I would listen to that theory. Well, I guess I did listen to that.
You did?
Theory.
Yeah.
It was good.
You also
don't
listened.
Don't placate me.
But we liked
I
him.
I did.
You feel guilty from Friday.
When we were a weekend show, we would have Gullitson on frequently. He would come on, was it like every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
He'd pop on with us.
Tell what? Yeah, tell him what you said about him.
He has amazing eyes. Like, yeah, I mean, they
he
are
looks
just,
like a movie character.
He does. He absolutely does. And he was the kindest dude. Like, every time we talked to him, he had a bad team. They stunk. Calgary's team, they weren't very good either.
He was the head coach coming on?
Yeah. He was hopping on with us on the weekends. Yeah.
Wow.
How did we... I had a friend over there. You know, it was one of those. I made some friends.
Yeah.
So
he looks kind of like this picture of him with the Stars. He looks kind of like a cross between Jason Garrett and Carter, like a little bit.
Yeah.
With the hat. I can
with the hat on.
See that.
Yeah. But when that's not on, he doesn't look like that.
Let me give props, by the way, to the great Alec Medford for sending me the Jalen Ramsey stuff. He's the best on his cell phone in this building after me. Just being on it, the breaking news, sending it. Thank you, Alec, the birthday boy. Corey, what else is coming up?
Oh, man, guys, we got to get into the Stars thing at 10:20. But we celebrate Elvis right out of the gate.
He's
we got to celebrate different Elvis, Elvis Andrus. We'll celebrate him at 10 o'clock, and then we'll discuss more of how Cooper Flagg fits in on this Mavs team.
Can I hear the Elvis soundbite again?
Oh.
Do you have to? Can you fully do the that shake? Without the shake?
Nope.
The shimmy shake.
That's part of
you
it.
Don't get that same level of intensity.
No, you don't.
I'm not like, I'm going to steal an entire race.
Can you excuse me?
I was going to say, cultural appropriation felt like an aggressive segment for you, so I knew that he was going to be doing Elvis Andrus.
Can you explain to us how Kevin Hagelin has had you in deep thought over the weekend?
Yeah, I realized, so... Kevin Hagelin last week, for those of you that didn't know, Thursday he pulled the rug out from under me. He lied on air to Derek Holland and made it sound like I had made something up, but I didn't. Hagee had tried to cancel Derek Holland, so when I told Derek was like, you're lying to me. And so I brought Hagee in here to tell him, and Hagee's like, I don't know what he's talking about. Look forward to seeing you at noon.
Did you hear all the nice things he said about us, though?
Yeah, and like I understand. Then you felt like compelled to, but then you threw me under the bus in the process. So I jokingly was like, I'm going to do a diss song. And then people were like, where is it? Have you done it yet? And so I was like, okay, I guess I got to actually do it. I was just joking, but now I'll do it. So as I was writing, I was like, I'm not really angry at Hagee. I was like, so let's not use that line. Let's not use that one. Let's pull this out. And so I pulled ones out because I was like, this doesn't seem like a good road to go down. And I learned, if you're going to do that, no half measures. You got to go all the way.
No.
You got to be.
You can't J. Cole it.
It felt like he was being too nice after, and he was expecting you maybe not to be as aggressive, and he slipped. And
but why would anybody expect Bobby to not be aggressive?
I'm glad you went aggressive. I thought it was great. You won. Yours was better.
Wow.
And I felt and that was something where I was like, Lord. Man, this is great. It just made me regret instantly. I was like, I can't pull punches again. I can't go like, let's take it a little. I assumed I was going up against Zach and Eric. And I forgot, you write. You did write, and so you know how to write.
That was
my mistake. I thought
he
I was still
words.
I thought I was still going up against AAA. Forgot this was the majors or the Hagelins at this point.
It is in the majors.
Yeah.
I mean, that is quite a compliment and praise to you.
Thank you very much.
He's not taking it like one.
No, I appreciate it. You know what? My talking doctor said if anybody ever gives you a compliment, you should accept it.
Your what?
My talking doctor.
What is that?
He's like a psychiatrist. So like when I was
exactly
a kid,
like one.
I even got Deck to use the phrase talking doctor before.
Are you seeing a psychiatrist now?
He still does.
Things happened. Yeah. No, he doesn't really talk to
I'm seeing
anymore.
One after Hagee's diss song.
I'll take the blame out for that. Yeah, so like when I was in middle school, that's the way my mom described it to me. She was like, hey, we're going to go to the doctor. And I was like, I just went to the doctor. And she goes, this is a different kind of doctor. It's like a talking doctor. And so...
It stuck.
Yeah, and it absolutely...
Wish my mom could have told me that.
It did.
But she was dead.
Right. As Hagee pointed out, she's in the graveyard, as his diss track said. I'm stunned. That was the biggest stunning thing. I was talking to Alec earlier. Sean, I bet you'd be stunned by this. We were all very stunned that you thought that wasn't a dumpable word you used.
Yeah! Who those words are all individually approved by the FCC.
It's a lewd act.
I dispute this.
It's a lewd act. That's why.
You would lose that dispute. Every board up in the building would have dumped it.
You know what? And you should be.
Peyton went to dump it when he noticed it had been dumped.
You should be proud of Peyton because RJ was like, play that last part again. I didn't hear the whole thing. And Peyton goes, we should just move on to a different part.
And Hagelin goes, he goes, why? Let's play it.
Yeah, I stand firm that all of those words individually.
Choppy back tomorrow. We'll have two more concert ticket giveaways. And let's see how the Rangers start off against the O's. The KNC Masterpiece is back and next on 105.3 The Fan.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.